All right, partner, you know what time it is.
All right, here we go. We're going to try this again.
All right.
It's running. Please don't stop. Please
check,
don't.
Check, test 1, 2.
There you go. You seem to be the right level
there.
We're
doing okay here.
We're all right. Now, okay, this has been 10, 11 days since the last podcast.
Right.
Come down here with you. We turn it on. The whole equipment just goes, fuck you, go away. So it hasn't been working for an hour. I'm jacked. I've put in the new, changed the board, cords, and... It looks to be running. As long as we don't bump the table or something, I don't know what...
Your warp drive is working for now.
For
it could
right
go
now.
Out at any minute.
Sorry, Captain. I don't know what's wrong with it, Captain. Whatever Scotty used to do, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't give no more, Captain.
Cannot do it, Captain.
So, all right. Well, Kenny Wilson is... we didn't start off. Let me see.
No.
See,
Aloha.
Aloha. See, Miss Thing... You know, filled in for me while I was gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's what was going to happen. She was going to fill in for a few days.
Right.
She decided to do her own podcast.
She just hijacked yours and made her own?
She started her own called Two Girls and One Bottle of Wine.
Awesome.
So she didn't really need all the notes that she made here that say, Aloha, Mud Babies, Pod People, and Inhabitants of the Planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, sitting beside... drummer extraordinaire Kenny Wilson.
Hello.
So yeah, she had the notes, and then I told her, "I go look, just bring a friend," because she did one, and it was like it took me like forever to do 10 minutes, and I go, "See, she's been like, what do you do all day? I do a freaking podcast,
right?
It takes 3 hours to get 30 minutes because you think of things, you don't like it, you erase it, you get." Sound trouble like this.
Yes.
And she's like, it took me like 3 hours to get 12 minutes. And I go, ta-da.
Ta-da,
that's
welcome.
Welcome. So I told her, she goes, well, maybe I should bring a friend. Exactly. Get a friend, mm-hmm. sit down.
Uh-huh.
So once her friend Ashley got over here,
right.
They said, we should start our own.
And let's drink wine.
Wine.
Yes.
And let the just flow out of us. Just flow out.
It works.
It does.
It works.
And now she's become the podcast. Miss Thang has got her own little... And you should follow her if you haven't. She's on Podbean.
Uh-huh. I will.
Two girls and one bottle of wine. But where was I going with that?
Well, we're going to start Aloha.
Aloha.
She hijacked your...
She did.
Hijacked your show.
Right. So now she's all into it with... I checked my site. There's like 20 people looked at it yesterday.
Awesome.
And I go, see, it's not just your high school friend.
Right.
People actually listen to podcasts these days.
Yeah, they like that. So is Ashley going to be her permanent partner?
Yes.
Is it always the same two girls?
And yes.
Hopefully a different bottle of wine every week?
Right. Okay. That's what they should do. They should like review maybe a bottle of wine. Today we have, you know, like Barefoot 19...
Mm-hmm.
No, that's really old.
Leaping Lizard wine.
Right.
Or I saw the some frog wine or something. I don't know. It's not frog wine. But
it has a name for it.
Yeah, Leaping Frog or something.
Well, since I don't drink when I go to the store, because she'll go pick up something for the party.
Right.
I just look at the labels,
uh-huh.
and that's how I buy wine. I don't even care. The label.
Right.
It's like Hanging Noose Wine. Never heard of it. The label's pretty cool.
Uh-huh,
I'm getting
I like
that.
It. Is that how you ended up with the Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah. Yay. So you're not really a wine guy, or are you?
I do like wine with food. Sometimes I have too much.
Like last night?
Yeah, whatever.
He comes in today. I'm a little hungover.
My head hurts. Just a little bit.
What wine were y'all drinking?
I was drinking a Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
I had some clams.
Which is French for headache, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't
thank
know.
You. I wish you'd have told me that yesterday. I actually had some mussels and white wine sauce, had some Pinot Grigio with it that had some Parmesan.
Oh, sounds delicious.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, actually, fettuccine Alfredo with shrimp. And it was really good, except for the wine was half-price bottles.
Uh-huh.
And I got a bottle and found out the girlfriend doesn't drink wine, so I had a bottle, which is... That's where it went. It went downhill from there. I had a bottle.
She didn't have any? She doesn't drink any wine?
No. She had a Citron Press.
Oh.
But, no, it didn't.
And she had at the end, I'm like, a Citron Press?
Yeah, I'm like, I told her, I drank a whole bottle of wine. You're still drinking that one Citron Press.
And she's like, good. Y'all get you drunk and take advantage of you.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody got to drive
Quit
home.
Sitting on that.
Keep on sitting on it all the time.
What's that song you were playing for me?
Keep on sitting on it all the time.
It's Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great song. I love swing, and that's just funny as hell.
Quit sitting on it all the time.
Get up off of that thing.
Get out! So let's go back to wine there for a second, because I think that's something that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the liquor store yourself, do you go specifically or do you browse? Like, I'm going in to get this.
Oh, no. I'll go in, and if I'm like, I'm going to get a red wine because we're having steaks or something, I'll go grab a red wine. And then when I get there, I browse. Do I want a Brazilian wine? Am I looking for a New York or a California wine? Once we get to that, do I want a Pinot Noir, or do I want a Zinfandel, or maybe I want a Merlot? And you just go from there.
Do you know wine
like
most people?
Yes.
I've heard that some of the stuff over the recent years have been disproven. Chewing the wine and letting it breathe. You've seen all the things like the snobs in the movie, swirl it around, let it breathe.
Yeah, taste it and then spit it in a bucket.
It's just wine. It doesn't really make a big difference. That's all for show. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that, but I know that if you actually kind of chew a little bit, it stimulates different taste buds in your mouth. Whether that has any effect on the wine or not, I don't know.
It's a nutty.
It's nutty. It's got a nice finish.
I know.
I think that put a lot of people out of work right there, because it's like, oh, so there is no such thing as a wine snob. All right, you're all fired.
And every now, one of you, get out.
Get out, get out. Now they're like sweeping floors somewhere.
This wine goes much better with a French bread. Now, if you were having Italian bread, this wine over here, they go together. They have been blended to...
Exactly.
Is that really...
We've paired them
How could that be true?
Well, I think it's true to a certain extent. I mean, I wouldn't go out and have like a Chardonnay or a white wine with spaghetti. That would be horrible. But a nice Merlot would be pretty good, because it's a red wine and it goes better. So it does. Some foods go better with different
wines. But now the law of white with fish.
Yeah, that's a good rule. It's a rule of thumb. But you can drink whatever you want. I mean,
you can drink whiskey.
Everybody should drink. No, and they're actually doing like beers now. Darker beers like a Samuel Adams goes really good with a steak.
Darkers. Again, I'm showing my alcohol nativity. Is the darker? Is that like a ale?
A darker, yeah, like a pilsners I think are lighter, and ales are darker. Stouts are very dark. You can look at an eclipse through a glass of Guinness
because the bottle is dark, and they want it to keep the sun can't destroy it or something.
Exactly, and the beer's very dark too. It tastes so good. But there's my beer thing. Yeah.
Do you book the same thing with the beer and the labels? Do you go in because I go in now and I look at it and they're like, this is a moonshine tire.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Left Hand Brewery fat tire. I'm actually liking Coronitas. They're the little tiny bottles of Corona. Because it's like two drinks and it's over. And that's about all the Corona you want. Just a couple drinks and I'm out.
But you don't want like the Foster can, the Foster... No. Gallon drug
I had a six pack of 40s the other day.
You did?
No.
But that Foster's always like a drum of alcohol.
It's like a big giant can. You got to hold it with two hands to drink it. Exactly.
What happened? I said, did you hear something?
No, I did this. Sorry.
Oh.
I smacked myself in the head with my 40.
We're so out of podcast mode here. It's been a while. I was like, what did happen? What happened to Spike? Is it going to quit on us?
You're just gun shy because it's stopped like 9 times.
I know, right in the middle of a recording.
Well, I'd like to.
And it's out.
And it's out.
But it's back now.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So that's one of the reasons that, like, last night I put on the Facebook, because I hadn't done it in a while, though. Any questions? Anybody got questions for Facebook?
Did you get some good ones?
I got a couple. I know you saw a couple over there. Let's do the one. Let's start off with the question.
Okay.
From Matt Cloyd.
Okay.
And he wants to know, where did it go? This is all on pause. See, I should have slowed this down or had it ready. That would have been made too much sense.
So yeah, to be ready for this, I'm trying to find it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my iPhone updated last night to the 06.
Yeah, yeah.
And this morning I got up and it wasn't working because it's like, now you got to reprogram your phone. Add in your email. Do you want this to follow? Should this sync? Do you want the... I don't know.
I just want to make a phone call, for
that's right.
God's sake. Yeah, I hear there's a new app for that. You can actually call people on these things.
On the phones?
And talk to them, yeah.
When did that shit start?
I don't know. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay, here it is.
What do they think of next?
Wade Cloyd. Okay. What's your favorite tattoo? Describe it. And where is it located?
Oh, I don't have any tattoos.
I think he's...
Oh, you mean...
I don't know. Is he talking about the girls?
Uh-huh.
Because I have... my tattoo is on my forearm, on my left arm.
Right.
I only have one, so it's my favorite. But
okay.
But I will definitely be looking at getting that Hawaiian tattoo while we're there.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually thinking about doing it before we leave.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting that Shorebird logo, the hula girl with the Shorebird.
You're going to have Shorebird written on it?
Yeah. So when we go to Shorebird, I go, does this get me a discount?
Nice. Very cool. You should.
Because might as well try.
What's it going to hurt?
I know. And then I want to do the Elvis tattoo that I designed, the Elvis Tiki.
Oh, Tiki Elvis. Yeah, I saw that.
I wanted
That's really
to do
cool.
that. But I guess he's asking about maybe girls.
Girls. Well,
the Suicide Girls have become very popular. Those girls that are all completely tatted up.
Oh, yeah, with sleeves and everything.
Yeah. Do you like that?
I like the artwork.
Uh-huh.
I'm really not sure how that's going to go later in life, whether it's just going to be a big purple arm when everything...
Right, but as of right now...
As of right now, yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of...
Nasty?
Yeah, dirty, sexy, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, I used to not like them on women.
Right.
Like, I was like, why would she do that to herself?
Right.
It's like spray painting the Madonna, you have a beautiful marble statue, and you spray painted it.
But it's a form of... Expression and art,
right?
And, yeah,
I want to show my individuality. May I look at your book of tattoos that you've done for other people?
Yes.
And pick one out for
exactly.
myself.
Exactly, I would like that.
Yeah.
I think you worked with a girl one time at one of the radio stations who had a tattoo on her backside, and she had said that it says your name here.
Your name.
Yeah, it wasn't anybody's name. It said your name here. It's like, okay.
No matter if you break up with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It's just you put your name there for now.
Property of line.
Sign here.
Yeah. I do like some of the ones. I think for me, the biggest would be, I do like they call it the tramp stamp. I don't know why.
Right.
But the lower back tattoo,
right.
I think is definitely kind of sexy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think a lot of ladies have them now, and those are kind of individual. Some of them are very small. They look like they're hard to see. And again, you just want to walk up and like, excuse me, can I stare at you for a minute there?
No. What are you looking at?
Yeah, that's for me. Well, you can't see it. It's on the backside. You really can't see that. It looks like a coaster or something. I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, but the other good thing about tattoos is if you notice a girl has... a few, like maybe on her foot, ankle, a wrist or arm.
Yeah.
You go, do you have any other ones that I can't see from here?
Right.
I do. May I see them?
Yes.
And then you might get I got one on my boob and I got one on my...
Yeah. You might get hit in the head for Miss Thang if you do that.
That's true. That's true. And I might get hit in the head for bringing this up. Is that what you do? Is that the way I sound? Why do you make me talk like that? Again, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, you're going to get that. She doesn't sound like that, but that's funny as hell.
Why do you make me sound like that? Why do I sound like the gay guy? You make me sound like the gay guy.
Yeah. Or gay guys sound like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this the other day, which is pretty funny. Somebody told me that they did an unscientific study of toilet paper.
Okay.
And the way people use it.
All right.
and she said it was just something stupid they thought of when they were in college, so they were just asking around.
Right.
And that girls have a tendency to just wad it up.
Right.
To just roll it up, wad it up.
Right.
And guys have a tendency to fold.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And that gay guys wad it up.
Really?
Yeah. This is what this woman was told me over Facebook one day when I was talking about just stupid studies.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. I never paid any attention to what I do. Are you a folder?
I'm a folder.
You're a folder.
My OCD won't let me do anything else. It's got to be folded neatly, right on the perforations.
Oh, you do it right on the lines? Really?
There's something wrong with me. I get it.
Do you ever feel like when you're running low that you have to like, okay, now if I use this much of this square, or I have to look at the roll and think, you know, you start kind of
planning it out.
Proportioning it out. Planning ahead. How
planning
is this going
to
go?
Or I might have to go to my safety roll, which is
way
in the back, hidden where no one can find it just in case. Yes.
Do you have one hidden?
A safety roll, yes. I got it. It was kind of funny. We're on the way home one night. Girlfriend says, we got to stop and get some toilet paper. It was after I was done working. It was 2 in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to go to Albertsons or King Supers and buy, you know, a 20-pack.
Right.
So can we just swing by the 7-Eleven and grab a roll? And then in the morning, I'll go to the store. We'll get some stuff. You know, we'll go shopping. Okay. So I go to the 7-Eleven. I get the roll. You know, it's the 36 cents for a roll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I go home.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, exactly. I go home. It's got no perforations. It's got no little pieces. It's just one big, long. It doesn't even tear nicely. I know.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't know. You get some scissors out and cut it into little. I don't know. You just rip it, and it's just weird. But that's my safety roll now. I got that in the way back. You know, you don't.
Well, nobody's going to want that anyway.
I know. It'll last forever.
Is it like the same paper that's on the doctor's table or something?
I think it is. It's very thin. It's tissue paper.
Tissue.
It's very thin. You can almost see through it.
The facial,
which means you need to use 5 times as much.
Yeah, I was like the facial quality.
Of course.
You've seen that before. Uh-huh. Facial quality toilet. What?
Okay. Well, I'm kind of a toilet paper kind of snob guy.
Uh-huh.
I think you do something in your comedy act about it.
Oh, but
it's got to be good.
Got to be good paper. I believe that.
Absolutely.
What I don't though, what it doesn't have to have is scented. When you see that now.
Yeah, I don't need it. It'll be scented soon enough.
It will be scented soon enough.
I don't need that.
Have you ever checked the scent?
Yes,
at some point?
Like,
did you wipe it and go, that disguised it quite well?
Yes, that is very nice. Wild cherry.
Oh.
No.
Is the scent just to make your bathroom smell better?
It's kind of like potpourri.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Because I've never noticed, I've never walked into it. This toilet paper has made my bathroom very refreshing.
Yes, it's very nice in here. I think I'll grab a book. I'll sit down and read.
Do you do that?
No, I don't have. I have a magazine or two on occasion.
But you don't sit in the bathroom and read.
No,
because that's really bad for you.
Is it?
Yeah, that's really. I know people that do that. Uh-huh. I'm one of them. But a doctor goes, that's really bad. That's what makes your guts fall out.
Reading?
Because you're basically just sitting there, spread-cheeked, and the gravity,
it's just wanting to pull you inside out.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not good
man.
For you to sit there and just read.
All right. Well, it's hard. I'm kind of skinny, so, my wallet puts my leg to sleep if I'm sitting in a chair too long.
Uh-huh.
So, sitting is,
Maybe you need to get one of those kiddie toilet things that you put over the toilet to teach kids.
Oh,
so you
yeah. Or that one, the really thick foam one.
Oh, I've always wanted one of those. I have. I remember my grandparents having that thick
foam. Well, your birthday's coming up. I know what to get you now.
A padded toilet seat.
A padded toilet seat.
Life just got better.
Exactly. Sit here and have a book.
Janet keeps asking me, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want? I don't know.
Great opportunity.
You lay hints out,
uh-huh.
but you can't blatantly say, I would like this.
Right.
Because that's expensive.
Right.
But, you'll go, oh, look at that iPad holder.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that.
Right.
That's a really cool cell phone cover of the radio. It makes it look like an antique transistor radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, I'm trying to point it out to you. Pay attention.
Here we go. Girls do that a lot, and we've learned to pick up on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Used to walk in and go, what the hell? Why is the magazine open up to that page? And now I go, Oh yes, look at that.
Does yours do that now?
No, she doesn't do that.
But you've seen this before.
Well, we haven't been going out that long, so we haven't really gone through the birthday cycle or anything yet, so I have no idea. We'll actually go through a birthday cycle when we're in Hawaii.
Oh, that's going to be horrible.
I avoid my birthday at all costs, so we're going to try to just see if I can get through that without any big problems. Yeah.
Tiki power. You got plans for the birthday?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. She'll have to find me first.
Because you would be drunk and down the beach somewhere. Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to volunteer that day on the Missouri. I wanted to donate my birthday to the battleship and do
That'd
some stuff.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, and I fill out the application. Hopefully, they'll allow me. If not, I'm going to probably take a tour of it anyway. I'm a battleship nut.
Well, we were there before, years ago, and somebody was working on the deck or the wood.
That's the guy that told me, you should volunteer and do this kind of stuff. So that's why I want to do it. And, of course, every time we go, I have to go and see the Arizona, pay my respects and stuff.
Is it really still leaking oil?
It really...
Or is that just one of those things that now the water's rusting and it makes an oily look off of it?
No, it really is still leaking oil. All those battleships, when that happened, they were fully fueled. And we could look it up, but I can't imagine how many hundreds of thousands of gallons of diesel oil is in that. And it's ruptured and it leaks, a couple drops every minute or so. And, they say it's crying. They say it's bleeding,
right.
to give it a personal thing. But basically, yes. And they're actually talking now because it's been rusting for so long. If it were to actually open, rust through and the oil would come out, it could actually be an ecological disaster because there's still thousands and thousands of gallons of
Well, how come
fuel.
We don't bust that reserve and use it for our gas prices are so bad. We could bust into the reserve.
Because that would be like saying gas prices are so high, we're breaking into a tomb of those, 2,900 men. We're going to break in and grave rob them, basically, of their oil. I pretty much think we can...
Well, at what point does the gas price get so high that we go, okay, I'm all right with breaking into the tomb and getting the oil?
I'm sure. We'll probably find out soon enough, won't we, what that number is before we break in. I'd rather break into Wyoming and steal the reserves out of there.
They've got a lot.
Yeah, that...
Texas, when I was down there last week, they're having another big oil boom in Texas.
My buddy Toby just came back, said Midland, Odessa... has grown so much. They put up an entire apartment complex in like 6 weeks, and it's full. The oil is so big that those two cities have grown together. And it's just, it's a huge boom.
Well, we were in Yoakum, Texas,
okay.
A little small town, and they were building a refinery in that town
in the middle
of nowhere.
We need more refineries. The EPA kind of curtailed refineries, and it doesn't matter how much oil we have or pump. We have to refine it. Otherwise, we have to send it somewhere, Mexico or something, to refine it. And they got to send it back. And that's just stupid.
Have you ever looked at an actual refinery? My brother and I were talking about when we were there. It's like, what genius? Because if you look at it, it's like a pipe, a twist-off thing, a big pot, another pipe that goes into two pipes that goes out to fire that go over to another pod that runs over
it
to...
It runs over here and cooks it and bakes it, and they add cinnamon on this one. And,
you know what I mean? Have you ever seen that? It's like, who it's not like it's, it just doesn't come out and it's skimmed
genius.
Off and it's
genius.
It's like some mad... freaking redneck with a still said, I can make this shit work.
Oh, hell yeah. And I actually was reading up on it, and they got that tower where they refine it, and you see the pipes coming out at different levels of the tower because the oil, when they refine it, actually the different octanes separate like cream does. And the higher octane is at the top. And when my dad was alive, he worked in a gas station years and years and years ago, and when they did the unleaded thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to add lead to the gas as part of the refining process, and then they have to take it back out for unleaded gas. They used to have leaded and unleaded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd asked him when I was a kid, well, why do they have to put it in? Why would you put it in just to take it out? Well, they have to put it in because that's part of
the process.
That's part of what makes gas. I'm like, wow. And again, what freaking redneck genius thought that up?
I wonder if I put lead in this kerosene kind of thing, if it'll make it burn better.
And what'd they put in before that? Tin? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get how someone can think like that. I'm not smart enough to think like that, but how do they, freaking geniuses?
Yeah, well, all right, imagine this. You're sitting in the Old West or turn of the century or whatever, like in Spindletop, Texas, where they're supposed to have the first big oil boom.
Uh-huh.
You're plowing, like the Beverly Hillbillies. You know, you see that they shot the ground and oil. Yeah. Oil up, come the ground, come up, up
just boom. Shooting for some food.
You know what I mean? And they see this black stuff and go, I wonder if I could add lead to that and make it gas. You know what I mean?
What can I do with that?
What did I do?
Yeah, it's just.
I threw a match on it. It burned.
Yeah.
But does it burn immediately? Does oil burn right out of the ground? I know the gas that comes out.
Yeah, it does. It can. I know they have those oil fires. You know, where they have to cap it off. Red Adair. Yeah. Was
Hellfighters. John Wayne. Hellfighters.
Chong Wang.
You watch that movie,
too. I saw that movie. I love that movie. Chong Wang. That's not a good cowboy name.
That's not a good cowboy name Chong at all. Wang. Chong Wang.
I saw that yesterday. I love that movie.
You got Netflix?
It was on regular TV. They cut a bunch out of it.
You can't watch regular TV movies.
I have Netflix now, and I should watch it on that. Actually, I want to go out and buy that. And by the sequel, was it Shanghai Noon or Shanghai Nights for my collection? Because that's just some funny stuff.
Well, just the movies on TV, it's like you take a really good movie, and then it's like you let Miss Thang do the editing version of it. You know, like, I will freaking cut your freaking banana head off.
Yes, I know.
They put these weird words in it.
I know, and their mouth is moving, and it's like, that's not what he said. I read lips because I'm going deaf, so I'm learning to read lips. I'm like, oh, that's not what he said.
You son of a cactus. Yeah. What?
We don't need no stinking badges. Exactly.
I want a whole movie when I watch it. It annoys me when...
Right, when they dub it in, and it's like, if you pay attention to it, it's like somebody else's voice. Because they're not going to pay Owen Wilson what he wants to come in and say, cactus.
Yeah.
So they're going to have somebody else do it. It's like, you know, it's a totally different.
Can you impersonate Owen Wilson? I think so. Cactus.
Cactus. Say cactus.
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 Son of a cactus.
You son of a cactus. That's Jackie Chan, sorry. Jackie Chan.
All right, your phone's lighting up. Girlfriend checking up on you. Where are you? Why is this taking so long? I thought you'd be done by now. Oh, why do you use that voice for me, too?
She's making fun of me because I drank wine last night. And I said, I feel bad. This is just a guess out of the blue, she says, but it might be the bottle of wine and the half bottle of Crown I had. Now, it was a little bottle. It wasn't one of those handles. It was a little bottle.
Of Crown?
Of Crown.
So you had Crown and wine, but you came in, I had wine last night.
I'm trying to downplay it a little bit.
I had a bottle of wine.
I had wine with Crown. Dinner last night is what I said.
And
I had the Crown when I got home.
I had that six-pack of 40s.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Where'd these autographs come from? Who signed me?
Oh, speaking of which, autographs.
Autographs.
Miss Thang and I went to the Little Bear the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place. I played there a lot. It's awesome.
She had never been, and so she was like, why are all these bras everywhere?
Yeah.
Why are all these? Dean Himes, you know Dean.
Yeah.
Dean was playing, and so he came off, and we're talking about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, I've had stuff thrown at you when you play here. Mm-hmm. And she goes, did you have anything thrown at you when you were playing in the band? And I go, yeah, I had a pair of panties one time. Ken had a bra thrown and got tangled up in it. What? You had panties? Were they nice ones? And I go, yeah, they were really nice. She goes, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
You could have said they. I go, oh, yeah. No, they were really bad. They were big and nasty.
Oh, yeah, they look like a tent.
That's right. They floated down like a parachute to
the
stage.
Exactly, exactly.
It blocked out the lights. It all went black for a second. That's how big they were. They were nasty. I didn't save them. They're not in the back of my amp right now.
At all. No, they're not.
No.
Yeah.
But you still have that bra, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We used to do... Years ago, we do write your request on a $20 bill or a pair of women's underwear. And I swear to God, we never got $20 bills.
Brilliant.
Ever. Yeah, I know. Ever. They were just hanging everywhere.
Off your equipment.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and bras were good. And then every once in a while, there's some panties that come up and be like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and give those back to you. I don't really, that's, you know, thank you. Thanks.
I told Janet that night that you had the bra thrown to you. You took the bra and walked around like Prince Charming and Cinderella, looking. I'm looking for the girl that fits this bra.
Exactly.
It was like the golden
slipper. It's a Cinderella moment. Is it? Nope.
Slide your boobs. No. next? It has to be me!
Oh, please, God, don't let it be
her. Oh, God.
It's got to be my breath!
The 400-pound woman with the Colorado bulldog. Or, yeah. Why am I gaining so much weight? I don't know. Could it be the cream you're drinking?
The cream.
Straight cream? Yeah. Yeah, Kahlua and cream.
That's a nasty drink.
Oh, it's so fattening.
Who drinks those? Do you see them when you work at the bar? Do you see a lot of Kahlua and
I don't
creams?
See a lot of those where I work. We're more of a beer and whiskey bar, but I've seen a lot of those. And to make a Colorado Bulldog, you throw vodka in it or something like that.
Yeah, girls don't ever pay any attention to this. This is something I've noticed from working in the bars, is that women like those certain drinks like that, like the Colorado Bulldog or the White Russian, Black Russian, whatever.
Right.
And a bartender, if he doesn't know how to make it, will just make a drink.
Uh-huh.
Like I heard, it's got cream and Kahlua in it.
Right. Okay.
And, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then they never get sent back. They're always like, the girls are always like, oh, this is good. They make it a little different here.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
It's a completely fucking different drink.
Yeah, it's whiskey and milk.
Milk. They make it different here. I kind of like this one.
Oh, but it's good. Yeah, this is really good. Yeah. I'll have another. Can I have another?
Right. They don't really know their... I don't think they know their drinks as well as they know the name of drinks.
Yes.
You know, like I when I go out, I like to have a flaming chapped lip, whatever that is.
I would like Red Death, please. Thank you.
Right. Don't know what it is, but I've heard about it. I had one before, and this is good, too.
Girlfriend was just talking to me last night. She manages at a restaurant. Says... Sometimes when the bartender's taking a break or something, she has to go behind the bar, gets to go behind the bar, give him a break and relieve. She goes, and some people order stuff that I just, I'm not a bartender, so I just kind of
make stuff,
throw some stuff in, and then, there you go, have a, whatever that is, have a sea breeze.
Right. And what is a sea breeze? This is something the other day, because we went to eat at a restaurant and they had a thing of... summer drinks. It was a menu of summer drinks.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about summer drinks. I go, get you a sea breeze. Well, what's the sea breeze?
And
I go, I think a sea breeze is cranberry.
Vodka and cranberry juice.
But Bay Breeze.
Is vodka. Not vodka. It's gin, isn't it?
I don't know.
Or rum. No, I don't know.
And that's what we told the waiter. I go, get how about a sea breeze? Okay. And he's like, now, is that the such? I go, no, I think that's a Bay Breeze.
Right.
But is that a... And then the bartender was like, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's those weird combinations that you could get away with if you didn't really know.
Right. Everybody makes them a little different. I think from bar to bar even, they make it a little different. That's why I'm like, can you make a shot of Crown? Okay.
It's a name.
That's
right
what
there.
I will have.
So a cranberry and vodka is just a cranberry and vodka. It doesn't have an actual name. That's not
vodka cranberry. No, it's just vodka cranberry. Thank you.
So you have to throw a third ingredient to make it a cocktail.
Right. And the bartenders, we're just talking about the geniuses that did oil refineries. Genius bartenders that come up with these awesome, awesome drinks.
Yeah, half a teaspoon of this with a shot of that, pour over a spoon to layer the...
The liquor vendor will come in and go, here, you bought so much liquor this week, we're going to give you 2 free bottles of... applesauce vodka or whatever they're pushing on you.
Right.
And then there's some bartenders that look at that and go, I've got an idea. And they make amazing specials out of it.
Now we have the apple pie shot tonight.
Yes.
Made with apple sauce.
Yes, apple, an apple teeny or whatever,
Mm-hmm.
And it's, that's genius.
One of the worst drinks I ever had in my life was a brake fluid. Did you ever have one of those or hear of it?
No.
And I can't remember what's in it except like 151, and I think there's milk in it because I remember it being really thick, like brake fluid is why it.
It
was just nasty, I don't remember having the second one.
Right. You had one, they told you, but you don't remember it. I had the worst thing I think I've ever had, I don't know what they call it, but it's like Bailey's. And you dump it in Rose's lime juice, and it instantly like curdles and turns to, it's gross, it's nasty. And I think it's one of those trick drinks. You're really not supposed to drink it.
Uh-huh.
But, it's one of those things. When I was in Hawaii the first time with Riot Act, we went out there, and that's where I learned about the Shorebird. And I would go over there because we'd play for 45 minutes, then there'd be a 20-minute set change. Then a band would play for 45 minutes, and there'd be a 20-minute set change.
So you had plenty of time to get trashed.
Oh, yeah. So
I
would go, and I'd walk up and down the beach, and I popped into the Shorebird, and they said, we're going to make you a Red Death. It's in a big snifter, and basically it was everything that was 100 proof or more. And I should have known something was up.
But it had the word death in it.
Well, death, yeah. And you're in a bar, and they're making you, oh, yes, this is a special for the tourists, and they make it. And they're like, now, it tastes really good, which it did, but it's just, you just chug it real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, three or four shots, a couple big swallows, and you're good. Okay. But when you start to put it to your mouth, and the whole bar goes quiet, and you notice they're staring at you,
uh-huh.
That should have been a sign.
Right.
That should have been a sign there.
Well, you hear somebody go, he just ordered a red death.
They start ringing the bell. Uh-huh. Yeah. I should have known then it was going to be ugly. It was pretty good. And later on, a few shows later, our bass player, Mike, a good buddy of mine, goes, Kenny, where do you go to? I said, well, come on, buddy. Let me show you. So we took a little walk. And the club we were playing was basically across the street from the Shorebird. Took him for a walk and walked in, and I sat down at the bar. And by then, everybody knew, Kenny, how are you?
Kid, like, cheers.
Yeah, cheers. And I said, I brought Mikey with me. And they're like,
Mikey,
you want to? I said, let's let him have a red death. And he had one, and we went back to playing. And he looks at me about halfway through. He goes, am I playing okay? I don't know. Wow, man. I'm like, oh, Mikey, you're playing fine. Just keep going. Keep going. We're playing metal, very aggressive stuff. And he's like, I don't remember anything. A lot of Pantera and stuff like that. And very precise. But he's like playing his butt off, you know. And he goes, am I doing all right? Am I doing okay? I can't feel my arms. Yes, Mikey, you're doing great.
That's a good drink when you can't feel your arms.
I can't feel my arms. I know. Remember last time we went back, I tried to find Red Death, and the Shorebird kind of purged it from their memory. Right. I don't even remember.
That might have been years ago.
Yeah, well, after those two people floated off and we found them on Kauai.
When they really did cause death.
We decided to stop serving people that.
Well, we have made it through another podcast.
Oh, God, thank you.
We've done it. The first one in days.
Yeah, made it. And the computer didn't even shut off.
It didn't crash this time. I hope when we play it back, it doesn't sound like shit, but it might.
Sound like a vinyl record with all the pops and clicks and white noise.
But a lot of people like that now. The vinyl is back.
I know.
Hipsters, of all the things that they have done, I appreciate this.
Mm-hmm,
they're bringing back vinyl.
I do.
So we've made it through. We appreciate the guys staying or coming back. And as you know, you can find this on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbay.fm. All these places are getting this now.
Awesome.
So I'm very happy. We want to thank Pop Chips and Perky Jerky. I haven't said anything to these guys in a while.
You got to give them props.
I got to give them props. Actually, if they're listening or somebody says something, Perky Jerky and Pop Chips, I need product to give away.
Yeah, and Perky Jerky should sponsor my band, Honky Tonk Voodoo. I'm just putting that out there in case they're listening.
Listen, they need another venue.
They need another vendor. They need another. We'll go out and we'll do Perky Jerky everywhere we play.
Yeah, you wear Perky Jerky t-shirts.
Uh-huh,
everybody
absolutely
wants my meat.
Uh-huh.
We were walking the other day. I haven't said this on the pod. This is for you, Perky Jerky. We're walking in Salida, Colorado.
Right.
And a guy coming at us. Jenny goes, is that your shirt? Yeah, he's got Everybody Wants My Meat.
Awesome.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Perky Jerky.
Cool.
And it's like, oh, here. They're getting the word out. Other people are liking Perky Jerky.
It's good stuff. I love it. It's good stuff.
So, all right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to do this again. If I can get Ken to hang out for a little bit more, we'll go make some Kona coffee. We may do one of these for tomorrow since I got him here.
All right.
Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys later. Aloha.
And we bid you adieu.
See? He got it. Without the notes.
Yep.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the razor nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me?